Jose Vargas has a room ready for his 2.5-year-old daughter, Major, but he hasn't seen her in about a year.
I have pictures in my room, all the way from when she was born till she was one.
For now, Vargas says there are three parties fighting for custody of Major: him, the biological mother's grandparents, and a foster family.
Feels like they ripped your child away, kind of.
Vargas and his attorney have been fighting to get her back for a year. Tomorrow, they're headed back to juvenile court to try and convince a new judge to hear the case. Vargas says it feels like the deck is stacked against him.
As soon as my story came out, I started getting more stories from other guys, and it's just, doesn't seem pretty promising.
The law is just simply very harsh when it comes to unmarried biological fathers.
Vargas's attorney, Caleb Prue, says Major's mother got into legal trouble and was given a chance to reunite with her. But about 5 months in, reunification services were reportedly cut off. And even though Vargas had attended all the meetings and the hearings that the mother went to, Vargas didn't know he needed to establish that he was the father.
Because he hadn't established a paternity, he didn't get a public defender appointed to him. There's a heavy emphasis or presumption in the law to speed things up.
Officials with DCFS say their main goal is to always reunite the child with biological parents when possible. But if they have to find another place for the child, they want it to be as permanent as possible.
If it is foster care, then we would want to try and find someone where the child doesn't have to hop from placement to placement to placement.
Division Deputy Director Sherry Brummer is not at liberty to talk about the Vargas case, but she says there are times when they don't know about the biological father since paternity wasn't established. And Jennifer Larson with DCFS says if they don't have paternity established, they try to get that done as fast as possible.
The juvenile court still has to enter an order establishing paternity.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.